Mike Vassi with the St. Petersburg Police Department came out recently with more details about the teenage suspect currently being held on charges of first-degree murder of a St. Petersburg police officer. He said suspect Nicholas Lindsay, who has twice been arrested on grand theft auto charges, was trying to break into a Dodge Neon near the site of the shooting.
What had transpired, the information that we found later on, was Mr. Lindsay was in the area trying to break into a vehicle and steal a vehicle at the scene. We found out that he tried to break into a white Dodge Neon. He used a screwdriver to pop the driver's side lock and actually used one of the bricks that we had a witness call in to break the column. He was unsuccessful breaking into the vehicle. At that point or some point surrounding that, we did get the call and the two officers were dispatched to the scene.
According to a witness report, the suspect walked away from the scene.
Officer Crawford exited his vehicle, told suspect to come back to him so he could speak to him. He had his notepad out in his hand. When suspect turned around, he pulled a weapon out and fired around at Officer Crawford. What he did then is he fired, in his own words, three more rounds. He pointed at the officer's belly and hit Officer Crawford. He was struck four times, possibly five times. The final medical examiner's report is not out. We did find four 380 casings at the scene, and Officer Crawford managed to fire off six rounds from his service weapon, which is a Glock. Mr. Lindsay was not struck. He was not injured. He managed to flee. He did leave one of his flip-flops at the scene. We all went over that yesterday.
At the urging of his mother, who had reportedly seen him in a police video, the suspect turned himself in, and his name was released several hours later. Media reports have depicted Lindsay as a troubled teen, but not one previously thought to be capable of murder. He reportedly bought the gun on the street.
He purchased a firearm on the street about a week ago for $140. He did not wish to let us know who he purchased that firearm from.
The details may still be emerging on the incident, but that didn't stop a handful of local activists from crying foul. Earlier in the day, they stood near the former site of the command center St. Petersburg police assembled near Tropicana Field in response to the shooting. Some observers have reportedly said a large swath of the neighborhood surrounding the Trop had the feel of a war zone as police scoured the area. Penny Hass of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement said the home searches and checkpoints that took place were a vicious retaliation against the community.
We can see that when anything happens, any crisis comes up, in the African community, the U.S. government or the city government sends tanks onto the streets. The people are treated as a criminal or enemy population.
Reverend Bruce Wright, a vocal advocate for the homeless, said those who sleep on the stairs of City Hall also experienced the crackdown.
The night that this happened, it was reported to me by members of the homeless community that sleep in front of City Hall that anyone who is African and homeless sleeping outside were rousted by the police and asked to show their ID. We have heard of cases of people's houses in the African community being essentially assaulted, or a law enforcement officer going there in a without search warrants, just asking to come into their house and look.
Penny Hass of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement said she didn't think the police were in the right in the way they conducted their search, even when considering that this was the third death of a St. Petersburg police officer in weeks. She said violence against police is a reactive measure and that the cycle of poverty within the African American community needs to stop.
The answer is economic justice.
Right.
The answer is social justice. Yeah. The answer is the right of the community to have power over their lives. Yeah. And for us to stop saying that we can live as a city with one group at the expense of the other. It does not work that way, and people around the world do not accept that equation anymore.
The teenage shooting suspect's family has apologized for the fatal shooting. The St. Petersburg Police Department did not return multiple requests for comment by airtime. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.